Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man with the skulls shining so bright, lighting the night from sea to shining sea, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
Three, two, one, we are live.
We are live and in living color. Thank you for joining us today. I want to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. P-Double, we don't know when our fans and supporters are listening to the Mr. National Podcast.
Yeah, when are you listening to it? Let us know.
I remember one of the shows we talked about, it was like if you're in the shower, if you're driving to work. And you even mentioned, like, when you're ready to get busy. And I was like, man. Your woman lets you listen to the Mr. National Podcast while you doing your duty. And that's a good one. That's a keeper. Put a ring on it. But it's good to be back. We're banging out two in a row.
2 weeks in a row. We are on a roll.
We are back. You know what I mean? That
like brand flakes regular.
we had a lull. That's when life takes over. You know, life takes over, and I mean this. I don't even think we do it for to get famous or rich or not. No, we just do it because
it has to be done.
It has to. It's the burden of love. You know, I mean,
it's our plight. We have to do this podcast.
I need it.
right.
I probably need it more than you, P-Double. I mean, it's like, I tell you, it's therapy for me.
One way or another, I'm doing it. So.
Right. I seen you came. I said, man, he broke off. You did like a little live thing or something.
Yeah, up late with Paul Pate.
Yeah.
Check it out sometime.
I said, man, look at this. P-Dog with a brand. I was like, am I fired? I was like, I said, am I fired? I was like, man, what is he doing?
No, I'm just the king of all media, so I got to keep it rolling.
You got to keep it rolling. Like I tell you, folks, this is like a spinoff. This podcast, like I say, thanks again for listening. Hope we're coming across loud and clear, you know, in the studio. But this is a spinoff from the Stack with Nat show.
Right. This is like Laverne and Shirley to Happy Days.
Yes. Exactly. Who was it? The Jeffersons to All in the Family.
Exactly. Yep, the Jeffersons. That's the one where I don't know, man. Which one of those is better? They were both so good. I was a kid.
Man, I think the Jeffersons surpassed it a little bit.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. What was another one? The Cosby Show, and then they had one
They all went to college.
College, yeah. They had one.
Yeah, I didn't really care for that one. I didn't really get it, you know.
I think it was. Was it Lisa Bonet? I forget.
I think which one.
Yeah, it's funny how those shows they start with certain characters and then one, you know, becomes like a star kinda, and then they'll spin off another show.
Probably the best spin off was from Cheers to Frasier.
Oh.
That guy played Frasier for like 20 years or something.
I know, yeah, right.
He was on Cheers.
Kelsey Grammer. And he was, I think, the brains behind the whole thing. I think he was doing a lot of the writing or something.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he was. You're right. That was a good spinoff that lasted long. So we're hoping, you know, I'm hoping to keep both of them going, you know?
Yeah, keep it going.
The Stack with Nash show. I mean, same thing happened. We kind of got in a lull. It was hard to get with Stack. And then P-Double was like texting me or calling or emailing. He was like, well, when are you guys going to do another show?
Because I'm a big fan.
I was like, man, that's crazy. I was like, he wants to do it. He wants us to do a show. I thought people would, you know, I thought it was silly myself, you know. But P-Double was like, nah. I said, well, I don't know if I could get him. He's been busy and can't make it over. And then P-Double said, well, what do you think about a podcast? You know, knowing me, I was like, what's that? I don't know. He was like, well, it's just, you know, it's just not going to be video. It'll just be, you know, just talking. I'm like, I don't know. I was real, really, I'm still nervous. Every show started off nervous.
Yeah. You
know? So, well,
I think that's what makes it good.
Yeah. It comes from the heart. Nothing, you know, same as the Stack with Nat show. Nothing is scripted, you know.
Right.
We might bang off a couple of topics he'll throw at me, and then we go from there. You know, so I want to say, what's up to Smokestack? What's up to Hugh Stack? My two co-hosts that want to Stack with Nat show. Today was, sorry about that, I'm chewing. I should not be chewing on the podcast, but I'm eating my peanut.
You got to get it in.
I got to get my vitamins. I'm being healthy, folks. Remember that show? I said, watch your health. Watch your weight.
Yeah.
Watch your blood pressure. Check out. Ernie Grice, one of our coaches, he's home from the hospital. He had a stroke.
Oh, no.
He still hasn't gotten his speech back.
Oh,
totally.
Wow.
And he's still relearning how to walk. Now, Man. Is that crazy?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, so it's just stay healthy. Try to stay healthy.
Wow.
Yeah. What you got, P-Double?
Well, looks like tonight the NHL is going on.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's huge. That's Game 7.
Game 7.
Game 7.
St. Louis has never won it. So are they the underdog, sort of
absolutely.
The favorite? Not favored, but, you know, most people want St. Louis to bring it home for the first time. Right.
Exactly. It's like Patriots when they always playing somebody in the Super Bowl. They always root for the other team. They're Patriots got enough. You know, Boston as a town, Beantown, has enough champions. I think the Celtics have 18 championships.
Right.
The Patriots got like 10 rings.
And even the Red Sox won.
The curse is over. Beantown.
Yeah, it's dominant.
It's a dominant town. Yeah, that's that. They're way up there, you know, when it comes to the Big Four team championships. And want to give David Ortiz, Big Poppy, got shot in his hometown of Dominican.
Blam! Ouch! That's gotta hurt.
Somebody shot him in the back or something like that.
I
didn't get the whole story, but I did hear the Big Poppy, and I think he played his whole career in Boston.
Boston, right? Which is unusual in the major leagues.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, they usually jump around that money.
Right. Yeah.
they throw around $300 million, like it ain't nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
Bryce and Manny Machado. Machado went to like two teams in the one season. He started with the Orioles, then he went to the Dodgers, and now I forget the team he went to for the $300 million. I know Philly was in the running for him, but
makes the back of the baseball card look like an encyclopedia. You know what I mean?
All them teams. Yeah,
2019, three different teams, you know.
Yeah, back in the 80s, man, we had Wade Boggs, you had Don Manley. They just stayed with their team.
Right, right.
You know? They stayed.
Yeah, you know who my favorite player was back in the day when I was a kid? Dale Murphy. Remember Dale Murphy?
What? Yeah, he played with the Braves.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. That's a good favorite. You want to know who my favorite was?
Who's that?
The Wizard of Oz.
Ozzie Smith, yep.
The shortstop, number one.
Yep. Yeah. He'd do that backflip.
He'd do the backflip, yes. that was my favorite.
He was exciting.
Yeah, it was my favorite baseball player. And then as I got older, I started liking Barry Bonds. You know, he was left-handed. I played the outfield. As a left-hander, you can't play in the infield. I couldn't play shortstop.
Right, right, right.
So I was in the outfield, and I took a liking to Barry Bonds.
Right. He was a great player.
What about basketball? Who was your favorite?
Dr. J.
Wow. Dr. J, that is a lot of people. Yeah. Mine was more Larry Bird, though. Larry Bird was my favorite. Yeah,
right.
Larry Bird. Larry Legend. Talking about basketball, Golden State, they didn't roll over. they said we are not going to let Toronto celebrate on their home court. And What do you think about Kevin Durant?
Oh, man, that's kind of tough, see? Man. I mean, it's like, you know, how can you sit out the finals? But then you come in and hurt yourself, you know?
Now he's out. He's out for this series, obviously. Right. And then three quarters, if not the whole season, of next year.
Yeah. Some people are writing him off. I mean, done. You know,
no, his career, they're nuts. They're nuts. The guy's like 7 foot tall with a guard game, you know?
Right. Yeah, the way that he plays, it lends itself to him coming back, you know?
Easily.
Right? Easily. It's like if Allen Iverson had his injury, he's not going to come back from that, right? Because of the way that he played. I mean, he was so aggressive and getting pounded.
He was so small. You know, he had to play 110. Like John Madden used to say, he plays like his hair is on fire. Iverson had to play like his hair was on fire.
Right.
And the second that he got older and lost a step,
right,
he was going to be done.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
let's
take Steph Curry.
Yeah.
He could probably have a longer career because as he gets older, he could just be a spot-up shooter. The guy can shoot, probably the greatest shooter of all time.
Right.
So Iverson was just so aggressive going to the basket. Yeah. A guy like that won't have a long career. Kevin Durant can shoot. He's 7 foot tall.
Right.
And it's funny. He started off 3 for 3 from the 3-point line. Basically just standing out there just stroking it, which he could do.
Right.
He got hurt when he tried to, I guess he was feeling good, you know. You get that good lather going.
Yeah. I can do this.
I can do this. And he played between his legs and you just seen it buckle under him. I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
And
terrible.
Some of the fans were now there was a big backlash about the fans cheering that he was hurt.
Yeah, they got hurt. Fans will be fans.
But, yeah. And I don't think they was cheering that he's hurt. I think they're cheering that he's out of the game. We ain't got a word about him.
I don't know. But I do think that maybe I'm just old and a fuddy duddy, but damn, man, some fans are just no class. You know what I mean?
But what were they doing? They were cheering. He got up. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't real clear to me.
It wasn't. Now, you know what's a bad one? And I got to take this on chin because I live here. The Philly fans. You know, Irvin was down. He couldn't move. Okay, he hurt his neck.
Oh, yeah, Michael Irvin. Yeah.
Yeah, he got hurt. His last game was at the vet. You know?
Yeah.
In Philly. And that was bad.
Right.
That guy wasn't moving. Football is a totally different thing.
Yeah.
When the guy's laying on his back, he's not moving on his feet, you don't cheer.
Right.
And when he gets up, you'll clap for everybody.
Right.
But the Philly fans were classless. That was totally uncalled for. The Durant thing I'm thinking was a little different, P.W. I think he was... They were happy he was out the game. I want to take you back to NBA Finals. We got one more thing. I'll let you go. Back when the Sixers were playing the Lakers, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hurt his ankle. He turned his ankle. That was the year Magic Johnson came in. He played center. He started the game at center, played point guard.
Yeah.
Long story short, he won the MVP and won the series. The Lakers didn't even need Kareem to beat the Sixers.
Yeah, that was before they had Moses Malone, the Sixers. That was when I wanted them to win the championship so bad. Because I was such a big Dr. J fan, you know, but.
Mm-hmm. Back then, in the 80s, it was like three teams. It was either going to be the Lakers, the Celtics, or the Sixers.
Right.
I mean, nobody could touch those three.
Yep.
The Lakers had no competition out west.
Right.
It wasn't until the Houston Rockets knocked him out 1 year. Ralph Sampson threw that shot up over his head and miraculously
won the game. But the basketball was so good back then. Like guys, could
I loved it.
Guys could shoot. There was an inside game. Now there's no inside game.
I really don't like basketball. I mean, of all the sports that's been changing, people talk about football and how it changed. It's not real football. I mean, something had to be done the way it was being played.
Right.
Guys were getting concussions.
Yeah.
They were committing suicide. It was wrong. They were suing.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
It was suing. What are you going to do? Just be paying money? You got to change it. So I can see that
changing. Still too rough.
It is. I mean, they're doing a good job of cleaning up. Those explosion blow-up plays,
right.
You don't need it. You don't need it.
Right.
I mean, you see them now. I remember Ronnie Lott was one of my favorite players.
Yeah, oh, God, man.
And that's how I played. When somebody touched the ball, I was cleaning their clock. You don't need that.
Right.
I mean, your kids out
well,
there.
Well, now, I turn it on and I watch it, and I'm like, man, these guys, some of them, they don't know how to tackle. Because they're thinking they're going to go in and just blast people, but you got to wrap up.
Yes. What?
And so
reminds me of that play in the playoffs. The Saints guy when he went to go tackle. I don't know what he went to go do. The miracle play. The Saints versus the Vikings when the Vikings beat them.
Oh yeah, that guy went. He just like missed on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But I don't know if he was like he didn't know the rules or he was afraid to illegal hit.
The penalty.
Yeah.
He put his head down. He just missed him. The guy lands and he runs for a touchdown. Game over.
Right, but the rules are changing so fast. You know, you grew up learning to play. When this guy goes up, you just put your helmet. You know, you.
Right.
I learned to tackle with my face mask. And you're not supposed to tackle with your the top of your helmet because you could break your shoulder, collarbone, or whatever. But if you can put your face mask on them, then that's a clean hit. But that's not necessarily a clean hit anymore. You got to
They don't want you leading with your helmet. You got to lead with your shoulder.
With your shoulder, or wrap them up. Hit with your chest. Wrap them up.
Mr. Nobody, one of your favorites, Brian Phillips. I think he teaches. He's a kid's head coach.
Yeah.
We got another coach, Butch Carter.
Oh yeah,
Carolina. He's a coach. I think he coaches high school though.
Right.
But yeah, I think they all those little league coaches had to be retrained with that. I forget they named it heads up tackling or something like that.
Right. But a guy that's 25, 30 years old now, been playing in the league for 5 years, and has grown up his whole life.
But I don't think so, P Double. I think these guys. I think that our generation is out. These young guys should know. It's been changed so long that everybody's playing now. No, you don't blow up the player.
Right.
So
I'm just saying, if you learn to tackle like that when you were a kid, that's going to be a hard habit to break.
Yeah, but I'm saying that most of those guys are gone, and the new generation coming in,
right,
been trained not to blow up. They lead with their shoulder.
Right.
The hardest thing I see, especially for D-backs, P-double, is when the guy catches it, you almost got to let him land.
Yeah.
You almost got to land and make a football move, as they call it, and then you can.
And I think that was that guy with the Saints. That was the problem with him. Wasn't it the guy with two last names? Wasn't it that guy who'd made
the
that?
Saints?
Yeah, missed.
The Saints guy missed the tackle. It was their star receiver guy that caught it. I forget his name. He did a couple commercials. But I can't think of the two.
Yeah, I think that was the issue with that guy. He just couldn't. He was in midair and he couldn't hit him because you got to let him.
Yeah, but it was no time. You just stand there and just let him catch and then you tackle him.
Break down.
He did everything wrong. He didn't hit down.
He just went flying by him. break down.
Yeah, he's supposed to break down. Like he closed down on a 3-point shooter. talking about blowing it. He blew that. How about blowouts, P-Double? The women's soccer team.
Yeah, beat Thailand 13-0. Well, I was going to bring this up with the fans. Well, you're talking about Philadelphia being classless, cheering when
Michael Irvin
got hurt, or, cheering when KD got hurt in Toronto. The Toronto fans are crazy.
They are nuts.
But in a good way. Line up
in that Jurassic Park.
Yeah. But
I've seen a go ahead.
So what did you think about the women's team scoring 13 goals and cheering every single time like it was their first goal?
I know. I mean,
celebrating,
yeah. Hope Solo said it was a little bit over the top. I think it was a lot over the top.
When you're winning 13.
Act like you've been there. You are clearly better than that team.
Yeah.
There's no need to rub it in. they were just dominated. You know what I mean?
Right.
That was worse than any, I think, the fans cheering.
Really?
I didn't think, I was going to say, Raider Mike, Michael Beal put a post up on social media. He circled one of the guys in there. Raider Mike was mad. Michael Beal, he's like, this is a class. And it was comments about it.
It was kind of a lot of comments about
it. Yeah, it was. Over the goals. But it wasn't that bad. I mean, I said, maybe they didn't know the severity. You didn't know if it was his calf had been hurting, but he actually tore his
Achilles. Right. They didn't know his Achilles was torn, right?
Yeah.
You didn't know that right at the time.
You didn't know that.
Right.
Yeah, Raider Mike took I think he's a Warriors fan, so that's why he's taking it a little bit more personal. You know what I mean? So, Raider Mike, you listen. That's my boy, too. Raider Mike, talking about electric football, he was the inventor. He was the first man to come up with decals.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, game changer there.
That's it. He I want to say in 99 or 2000, he came out with the idea of decals.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
That's Michael Beal, Raider Mike. He was the first guy to do decals, and then B-Nut got into it. Another guy named the Decal Master did it for a while. Now Steve Toff. They got everybody printing them up now.
B-Nut's got real high quality ones though.
Very high quality. He's got the peel-aways. They just pre-cut.
Right. Yeah, it's so easy. Detail.
A lot easier. So all those guys, those innovator guys and the figure makers, it's just crazy.
So are we gonna get into the EF now?
I think we're gonna break it in. We're gonna finish up with this soccer thing. They were a little bit. I think the women that was a little bad. That was a little classless celebrating.
But
13 nothing.
The other side of the argument is, you know, you play these women. This is their moment. I mean, they played their whole life for this. And for them to score a goal in the World Cup, no matter what goal it is amazing. You know, so you know you might want to, like, if you got made it all the way to the World Cup and scored a goal, you know, you don't care if it's the first goal or the 10th goal. You're going to celebrate.
Well, you should. I think it's no class because you were killing the team. The team was not on your level. It's like a bully. They were a bully.
Yeah.
You score and you just go.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a best player. Now,
and some of them, like the 10th goal was like the fourth goal for Alex Morgan. She had scored four goals in that game.
I thought it was five. Right.
Right. Five. Something like that.
Celebrated everyone. I mean, you don't need it.
Right.
Now I can see you cheering if it's that girl that barely made the team, a girl that never gets in the game in a regular game, got in and scored. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
You cheer for that. You see that in the kids' league. Your kids' team could be blowing a team out, or your team could be getting blown out, and they'll clear the bench. The game, and you'll see one kid throw a shot, and they're like, oh!
Yeah.
You could tell. Like, this kid is good. He's only in the game because they're up. And you hope he scores.
And everybody cheers, right.
Everybody cheers. That hockey thing, it wasn't that. They were just killing that team, and it was, I'm calling you out, USA women's team, okay? On the Mr. National podcast.
If you want to defend yourself, come on the show and defend yourself.
I'm on the show.
Hope Solo. No, she didn't play.
Alex Morgan.
Yeah, Alex Morgan. I mean? Megan Rapinoe.
Right. I liked, my girl was Abby Wambach. I love her, man. She could play.
Yeah.
She could play. Abby Wambach. But now that closes that part of the podcast. Now we in our meat and potatoes. Okay, that was the appetizer, folks. Now
bring on the main dish.
Yeah, the main dish. And we want to give a shout out to Mr. P Double right here. He had one hell of a birthday party. I seen the pictures. You were with my girl Karen. Came through.
Yeah, man. We had a great time. It was nice. So.
That was awesome.
Yeah. It's good to be older.
Right. The big 5-0. So how did you feel? You woke up that morning?
Older. Older. Every day I'm older.
You look good. Folks can't see. We got to do a stack with Nat show with Pete. We got to see this guy. You know, he says he's 50. I want to see his birth certificate.
I'll take 40.
Yeah. What do you say? He don't look a day over 49.
50. It's the new 49.
Right. But yeah, it looked like you guys had a blast. I wish I could have made it.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. But we had a good time. Karen, we had a good time.
Karen had a lot of pictures. I'm like, look at that.
Yeah, we went to.
We got to get on the podcast, too. We got to get on.
Yep. We went to the MSU campus where I went to college, and she took some pictures with a couple of other friends of mine that are photographers, and
that's her thing, right? She's into photography.
Yep. So yeah, and we just hung out and drank and ate and partied.
Party, man, that's awesome. Yep. No EF.
Not that day.
Okay, not that day. That was last weekend. Okay.
Right. There was a lot of EF. It was a great weekend for EF last weekend. I know it was in Philadelphia, and it was also in Chattanooga.
The
River City.
The tournament, the River City Blast?
The River City Blast, yep.
Yeah. Kelly Newton versus B-Nut.
Yeah, that was a good game. I actually watched that game. It was a good game. Yeah, it was great. Yep.
Kelly is tough, man.
Yeah. I mean, the score, I think, was 35-20. But it was... It was close. Right down to the end, it was like 20-20. And then B-Nut threw a pick six. That kind of sealed the game right there, at the very end. But...
Jeez.
Yeah, it was tough. It was a tough way to go down. But, you know, he played good. You know, Kelly's a top-notch coach, man.
He is. And I'm surprised he hasn't won the whole thing yet. He's always there.
Right.
He's always there. I mean, he's tough. I like Brandon Woodard from Texas.
Yeah.
He's another tough coach. I was surprised to see B-Nut get that far, though, because you don't see B-Nut playing that much.
Right. He's not a regular on the circuit, you know.
Right, I think that might be the secret weapon to do that. Because look at Mike Robinson; he never played. He came in.
I don't know if you know Marty Thomas or not, but I mean.
Yeah, I know Marty T.
But
he won.
Right.
He came out of nowhere.
Right. So it's been a good year for that.
I think I'm gonna win the next one. I think I need to
go to Richmond. Is it in Richmond?
Yes, in Richmond.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh man.
I might be riding out with Steve Toff. We might be rooming.
Oh, nice.
Me and Steve Toff.
How far is that from Philly?
Let's say that's about a 6-hour drive.
Oh wow.
It's a good little ride.
Yeah, that's a good ride.
You're on 95. I think you're on 95 South all the way through. You know, you go through Delaware, through Maryland, through Virginia, right into Virginia. Yeah, I think it's about six.
Well, it was a good weekend in Chattanooga. It looked like GBN Gridiron Buzz. They covered it well. They have their new Telestrator.
Did they?
Yeah, they broke out the Telestrator.
I missed it.
Yeah.
See, I didn't get to see nothing because, like you said, in Philly,
right. We
had our own thing going on with our playoffs and Joe Greco.
Yeah, Captain Giants.
The Giants. He was in a Super Bowl 3 years ago, and he's back. He said he got unfinished business. That was a great weekend. Like I said, they played on Saturday. Was it Saturday? I think they. Did they play Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. He played Hugh Moore.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be. I didn't think it would be that close. And Hugh Stack showed me something staying in that game. You know? Yeah, I thought the nerves and everything would get the best of them. Now, I missed the game because I was out with my parents on the, we did a little boat, we had a Spirit of Philadelphia, a little cruise ship down the, Penn's Landing that, you know, sails down the Delaware. So, that was our bowling banquet. So, I was out with that. And, when I got back, the game was, it tightened up. So, after the game, I got to talk to Hugh Stang, and I was like, well, what happened? He was like, well, I scored first, and then I was like, see, that was it right there. You score first. You, in a big game like that, Bill's been in three or four NFC championships. I think this was his third. You okay, but this is your first. You kind of nervous. If you can get that first score in, that's going to take a lot of the jitters out. And Joe was able to pull away, they said, at 20. He was up 21 or 20-8, and then Hugh battled back, and he actually had a chance to win it at the end. I don't know if you watched it.
No, I didn't.
He was in field goal range with Tom running out. He didn't have no timeouts. He could have kicked the field goal and won it, but he doesn't kick. The only time he kicks is when he kicks off. He doesn't kick field goals. He doesn't kick extra points.
Really? Got to work on his kicking game.
He's got to work on his kicking game. He's got to work on his passing game. He didn't attempt no passes. That guy just runs the ball and you can't stop it. He scored 40 points on James Harris, a.k.a. the Wiz, and I don't even think he attempted a pass that game. It's incredible. And it's not even front of the base, you know? Mm-hmm. People say you can't run. I mean, you can run in the TOC, and you can definitely run in the Philly NFL. So, that being said, we got our Super Bowl in Philly. We got Joe Greco versus Ben Creasy Daniels, who's that guy's just been a machine.
Yeah, okay? he's like a lot of him, right?
Yeah, he's our equivalent to Kawhi Leonard. You know what I mean? Like a machine. He's the defending champ. He beat me last year in the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, He's back again. He's going for his second back-to-back.
With the Colts. Rolling with the Colts, right?
All with the Colts. Almost like the Steelers did back in the 70s in real football.
Yeah.
Steelers won, I think, in 74, 75. And then they came back and won it in 77, 78. 79.
Yeah.
That was it. So they had two sets of back-to-back, and that's what Ben Creasy Daniels and his coach are doing. Two back-to-backs.
So that's this Sunday or Saturday?
That is next weekend. This weekend we are off, okay?
All right.
With all the coaches, I want to wish all you guys happy Father's Day. We probably won't be on the podcast before Father's Day, so I'm going to take this time to wish all Pete, I want myself, all our coaches, all our listeners, Happy Father's Day to
Happy
you guys.
Happy Father's Day to you, Mr. Nash.
Yeah, I hope everybody enjoys their Sunday. So, no EF in the city of brotherly love, P-Double.
Well, it's a big weekend, the final weekend, because you guys have your Super Bowl, and there's also the Glass City.
The Glass City, yeah, Teron Gillespie, man. I tell you, I got to get with Teron, and next year we got to make sure our dates are different so I can get out there. I want
to. Yeah. That's supposed to be legendary.
Yeah. Food. I heard the food is great. I mean, we got a big spread lined up for our thing, too. You got this Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl, and that's – I seen online Hugh Stack and Brian Phillips. Listen, they're the two head coaches.
All right. How does that work?
Well, all the coaches on the NFC, we all get our Pro Bowlers, our best players. We line our lineup. You know, you get your O-line, you build your D-line. Now, the head coach is Hugh and Mr. Nobody. They're basically going to be setting up the plays, okay?
Okay.
They're the head coaches. They're lining up.
That's cool.
Now, we got Andrew, the question steward, one of the league's best passers in the league. Uh-huh. So, once Hugh's working the switch, if he gets a pass open, he says pass, then Andrew comes in with his triple threat and throws the pass for us. You know what I mean? So, you got the Wiz in there, Jamie. With his running back, he knows, he's like, point him this way. And you got on the other side of the table all the AFC guys.
Right.
Yelling. So it's like the ultimate, you know, you got the coach's challenge in TOC.
Right.
This is like the coaches battle royal. This is the it's all of them. It's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
This year, there's been some trash talking. So
all right, that's good. I'll watch that one.
Yeah, you gotta watch that one. That's gonna be broadcast by Electric Coach.
Oh, okay.
Robinson's coming. He's gonna hook the crane up. So nice. Everything should be streaming on his YouTube channel. I've ordered some Hawaiian Lays. So we're gonna have the whole Hawaiian.
Like you're in the Pro Bowl in Hawaii.
Yeah, like we're in the Pro Bowl, like it's supposed to be in That's Hawaii. Awesome. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. And then after that, so we warm up the Super Bowl board. We right. get it running, so we know it's running by the time the game comes on. Then it's the Super Bowl, and then after that, the award ceremony hosted by Stack Winnett Show. Everybody get the hardware. And
now, is that on Saturday or Sunday?
That's Saturday. Everything is Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
Everything is Saturday. Right. Yep, June 22nd. Hopefully we get a nice turnout, and if guys can't make it, you can definitely watch it on the Electric Coach channel.
Cool. We're
gonna be streaming it. So
right on.
22nd season of EF and Philly NEFL.
Wow.
So 22 years coming to a close.
Well, in Ohio Valley, we got a big season coming up in the fall. Ours starts in the fall.
I see that.
And Mark Klingbeil is gonna play in it.
Mark.
Klingbeil.
Yeah, right. He's back and forth in China all the time.
Yeah, so he's coming back. He's going to play in our league. We got a few other people. It looks like Norbert might play in it.
Wow.
Hoping to get him in. And
I see another league starting up. Selby Promise is getting the Tobacco Road.
Oh, down in Carolina?
Carolina, yeah. They got a nice list of coaches.
Really?
Lined up for that. And Jamil Goodlow. Up in Michigan, Detroit area.
Yeah.
He's got the Renaissance League.
Right, that's a good league.
That is a very good league.
Yeah, that's a real good league. I wish I could play in that, but.
That's top-notch coaches. I see them names on that list. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
That's a who's who.
And then Midwest will be playing with their strategy divider.
Yeah, Jimbo and Frank Johnson and the Edgar Downs and all them guys, yep.
Yep.
And of course, on the West Coast, my weed guys out there, my 420 brothers, one of the Stack with Nash shows. I said, man, when I get done with construction, Mr. Nash is gonna fire up a nice one, and I'm going out to
California.
Yeah, I'm going with Cleon and Shabby J. You know, out there with the LA EFL, those guys do it way, way big out there. It's Hollywood. There's no other way to do it. No other way to do it. I mean, that's a strong league out there. Strong league. So I think that's going to. I think that's everything.
Yeah, you know? I think we covered it.
I think we covered it.
If we didn't, then let us know.
Let us know.
If you want to get on here, let us know.
Let us know. We got comment sections. We got the website, stackwithnatshow.com. You got pdouble.com. I mean, we
got Kit. We got the Gridiron Buzz.
Yeah, we got
Electric Football is a rich hobby.
It do. And we got the Head Shark up there for all the ball heads. You got the Skull Shaver. We got it covered. All our sponsors and supporters.
And it's a happy hump day today.
Oh my goodness! Did you see that page?
No, I didn't see anything.
Ah, you better get on it. Make it quick.
Swipe past it.
Yeah, keep scrolling. Want to give a shout to the webmaster? They are on point, boy.
Hump day.
From Tuesday to Wednesday, it's crazy. Love it. Love it. Well, P-Double, I think Kit can get ready to take us out of here.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnashow.com. www.jeffersonville.com.